forward Philip Forsberg, who joins us now on the show. Phil, congratulations going back to the playoffs. I know that has to feel good.
Yeah, it sure does. Obviously, that's the main goal when you start the season. And, here we are clinching it. So that's a good feeling for sure.
So I'm curious, when you go into a season, I'm sure that, you have expectations for the team. You have expectations for yourself. Going into this year with so much change, with a new GM, a new head coach, you got new players like Gus and Ryan O'Reilly that are on your line. What were kind of your thoughts and your expectations? Did this feel tangible to you that you guys could be back in the playoffs after a year missing it?
Yeah, I think it did. And obviously, like you said, there was a lot of uncertainty just coming into the season with new changes and stuff like that, like you mentioned. But just with the guys that we brought in, you see they're all experienced players. Most of them are winners too, and on this level, and everybody has won. Like you, Gus hasn't won in the NHL yet, but we won the Worlds together with Sweden, and so they're all winners. I mean, obviously, like you said, O'Reilly and Shen, like Stanley Cups are at their disposal. You know, whenever they want to look at them, they have them. So that's something that definitely was a really key contributor, I think, for our team, just with the mindset of a lot of the young guys, but also for guys like me and that's just still trying to learn and trying to figure out things, how to get better, how to keep developing. And like I said, I owe those guys a lot.
We're talking to Philip Forsberg this morning. And Philip, I got to, kudos to your team last night. You get down 3-1 to Winnipeg. You guys could have easily packed it in, but you guys battled and you fought and you clawed your way back in to put that game to overtime. How proud of you are of your teammates and yourself for not giving up last night and just fighting that entire hockey game?
Yeah, no, I think that's the standard for our team now, which is something that you don't say lightly, but that's been the case all year. I think we built that trust in ourselves that we're never out of a game, and obviously the first period was interesting. They basically had three shots and all three went in, and we gave up some really big chances, putting juice in a tough spot. But after that, it was a clinic pretty much for 40 minutes, and so that was good. It was a really good solid effort against a really good team, and we're proud of that.
Now that you guys are in the playoffs and you got three games left, you go up to Chicago on Friday, Columbus on Saturday. When you go hit the ice Friday night, is it just a relief that you're in? Like, all right, let's go out and have some fun? Or is it still press, 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 let's get it done? How do you approach Friday night's game?
We obviously want to get want to keep pushing as high as we can possible in the standings. And obviously Winnipeg is ungettable now, but at the same time, we're in the wild card race, obviously, with at least the Kings and Vegas there. So those three games that we have left are going to be really important, not just for standings, but also to keep building our game. Like I said, I think we're doing a lot of good things, but definitely want to end on that high note as well in the regular season.
We're talking to Philip Forsberg, Predators forward, as they will be back in the playoffs once again. Did the guys give you a standing ovation when you walked out for morning skate yesterday? I know you've been kind of taking some practice and some skates off, but you were out there.
Yeah. It was people were I don't know if they were excited or not. Obviously, a lot of guys told me just to get back into the room and not even worry about coming out here, since things have been going well for our squad in the last couple months. But it was great being out there, and obviously that's been the goal the whole time, to go out and get some practice time in. So
I don't know if anyone's pointed this out to you, but obviously you wear number 9. Steve McNair wore number 9 for the Titans and went an entire season without practicing, and that might have been his MVP year, I can't remember, but playing at a high level. So there's something about that number in Nashville that seems to work out for you guys.
Yeah, maybe that's something that we revisit once training camp comes in.
How do you balance, though, Philip? I mean, obviously, nobody's 100% this time of year. It's a tough season. It's a tough league, 82 games. So how do you kind of balance, not only just you, not practicing and skating, but keeping your body in good shape, knowing that it's going to ramp up to another level once you get into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that's obviously the challenge for everyone, like you said. And it starts in the summer. Obviously, it starts with preparing yourself all summer for that, for the grind, and then it's the day-to-day stuff. You gotta take care of yourself, obviously. Yeah, it's boring simple answers, but it's like I said, just the recovery, the treatments, the stuff like that. Just got to make sure the body is as good as it possibly can be, and like I said, nobody's ever going to be 100%, and that certainly isn't the case for most guys at this point of the year. And like I said, in the playoffs, it's only going to get worse in that aspect, but it's about a way to just find a way to play and be contribute to help your team win.
We're talking to Philip Forsberg this morning on the Chase and Big Joe show. And Philip, what did you know about Ryan O'Reilly before he came to Nashville? Because I got to tell you, what he's done for this hockey team is fantastic. You see it every single day. What did you know about him before he came to Nashville?
I didn't know too much. I knew, obviously, what kind of player and how hard he is to play against. With obviously, playing against him at the Blues for a long time, and it was usually tough, very tough.
Right.
But then I knew, yeah, I had a couple of my friends that played with him on other teams, and they had nothing but great things to say about his, him as a person, as a teammate, as a friend. And yeah, I mean, he's exceeded all those expectations by a mile. He's been phenomenal for our team and for me personally as well.
What was it like seeing him during the shootout Sunday night against the Devils? Because you watch it and you got a great view to see that. And here he comes just kind of lumbering in, taking his time and makes the goal. What was that like to watch that?
Yeah, I mean, you're not surprised at this point. It's just he's just always got something up his sleeve. I mean, he barely shoots the puck. He just flips it in there, and it's unstoppable. Like, goalie's got no chance. So he's so shifty. So, I mean, he does everything in this game so well, and it's been a blessing having it on my line and even more on our team.
Philip, we talked to Ryan, I think, 2 weeks ago. He talked about the plane ride and the card games he plays with Roman Josi. Are you part of any of these card games on the road trips?
No, but I'd sure as heck could hear them. That's for sure. I'm not playing, but I'm sitting a couple rows back from the card tables, and it's nonstop, and it's mostly Evangelista laughing and giggling up there, which is exciting that he's getting a chance to play. But it gets heated up there, which I like, and I haven't played it, but sometimes I go up there and watch the madness they got going on.
You mentioned Luke Evangelista, 10 shots on net last night, which was crazy, a crazy stat. He has been a lot of fun to watch, though.
Yeah, he really has. And I think he's taken a ton of steps this year. I mean, obviously, we've all seen the skill and what he's been able to do with the puck and stuff like that. But he's growing as a player. He's growing as a person. I think it's been great. I think that whole line with him and Novi and obviously different players have been rotating in and out of that third spot. But those two guys have really stepped it up as of late.
You are the perfect example of a team guy, and I know that you are all about team first, but you got a couple of milestones that you could be knocking on when it comes to individual stats, one goal away from breaking Matt Duchene's record, and then you're 1 point from 90, kind of nipping at Roman's heels for that. Do you look at that stuff, or at this point you just don't care and whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. Obviously, you put a little bit of pressure on yourself to produce just because you want to win games. Like you said, that's at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if I have 1,000 goals, if we didn't win a single game, you know, that's at the end of the day, that's what really matters. But yeah, with team success, you need some individual greatness as well. And obviously, like you said, we've had plenty of that this year. And like I said, for me, it's like I mentioned to you guys before, just playing with O'Reilly and Nyquist has helped me so much this year. And not only is it there because of them. Obviously, I feel like I've done some good things too, but just the connection and the chemistry that the three of us has been the main reason for all of our success, I think. And obviously those things that you mentioned would be great, but at this point, like you said, it is what it is. If it happens, it'd be great. If not, you know, it's been a pretty solid season so far anyway. So.
Well, yeah, and you have done a lot of good things, and that's the thing that people that we all talk about, the talking heads of that, it feels like you've gone to another level with your individual game. You mentioned the guys that you're playing with, but how much has Andrew Brunette helped that? Because I know you were really excited when he came in here.
Yeah, no, a ton. I think just the mindset that we're playing with, obviously the attacking game, the pressure, the aggressiveness is right up my alley. And yeah, I think Bruno is only getting better and better every day as we go on. With first-time head coach, there's definitely some learning curves, I'm sure, but he's been great since day one, and I feel like it just keeps improving, and the relationship between him and the players are just getting better and better as well. So I have a feeling that we're hopefully not even close to our potential here.
Yeah, for sure. Philip, appreciate the time as always. Congratulations. We're looking forward to the playoffs, but so good to talk to you, and good luck the rest of the way, the rest of the regular season.
Thank you, guys. Take care.